Good afternoon and welcome to the Tuesday Meditation and Prayer Time of Reaching and Meeting Needs Worldwide Ministry. The scripture for today is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 29. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, we thank you for another assembly of the World Parish. I pray now, God, you'll bless us in this time we spend together. I pray for the one person that needs to hear from heaven most, even me, Lord. Yes, even me. Amen. The subject for today's meditation is God gives power to the weak. We all face situations of weakness in our lives. And right now in the World Parish, there is some weakness in several lives of the World Parish. In fact, to be completely honest with you, I have faced some weak moments since we were last together. One of the sags, dangers and downsides of living in this wearisome, difficult, taxing, upsetting, problematic, and pandemic world of ours is that we can become so centered on our problems and we get weak, and so weak that we leave God out of the equation. Hallelujah. And we are no longer God-centered, but problem and weakness-centered. On those occasions, hallelujah, hallelujah, we lose our proper perception and point of view. Let me tell you, World Parish, what happens when we become more focused on our problems than on God. Progressively and steadily, the problems that plague us begin to look gigantic, and we become weak in our faith and our ability. Yes, we become discouraged and depressed. At this point, the power and the strength of our Almighty God may look tiny, may look small. In fact, it seems that we are all out there in these situations by ourselves, without God and anyone to help or to assist us. Bishop Tutu says in his book, God Has a Dream, and I quote, God does not abandon us in our moments of need. God does not take our suffering away, but bears it with us and strengthens us to bear it, end of quote. You and I must remember that no matter how great the problem, God is with us. We must learn to look at our problem. Oh, my heaven. Oh, my God. Vicky Tabor, San Antonio, Texas. We must learn to look at our problem with fresh, new eyes. We must have a fortified faith that tells us that God is with us and that he is with us. Hallelujah. And because he is with us, greater is he than those that come against us. In 2 Kings chapter 6, Elisha, the man of God, and his servant were surrounded by a swarm or crowd of enemies. When he, that is Elijah's servant, was risen early and he had gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. He, the servant, lost sight of the greatness of God. The servant said to Elijah, my master, how shall we do? The servant saw the power and the strength of God as tiny and small and not able to defeat the Syrian army that was surrounding the city. Hear me now, the servant was blinded to the power and the might of God. Elijah had to ask God, oh my God, hear me, Carolyn Dewberry. Elijah had to ask God to open his servant's eyes. When God opened the servant's eyes, he saw the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all round about Elijah. Well, Parrish, Isaiah chapter 40, verses 15 through 31 is the eye opener for the individual or individuals who are weak and whom God seems to be tiny and small as compared to the problem that you are facing. Please hear your pastor this afternoon. Oh my God, I'm teaching now from experience. God gives power to the weak, and God is bigger, huger, more enormous, more gigantic, more massive, and more titanic than the world he created. Hear what the words of God says in Isaiah 40:25 as God asks a question. To whom then will you liken me? Or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One. Please hear me this afternoon. God has no peers and no equals. Hallelujah. There's nothing too hard for God. Jeremiah proclaimed, sure hardened in Jeremiah 32:17. Our Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing, oh my God, too hard for thee. Well, Parrish, in your weakness, so let me say it another way, in our weakness, don't faint. We must not faint. We must trust God. God deserves all of our trust, and he will bless and sustain us in ways that are beyond our comprehension. Miss Lynette Thomas, when we put our trust in God, all at once we find strength to face, handle, oh my God, and get through the problem that seems so big. Hear me now, Marcia Stanford. It does not matter if the problem is with a trusted employee or a close family member or a person who has misled and mistreated you. Oh my God. Hallelujah. God is bigger than the problem that we face. No one can, hallelujah, rob us, hallelujah, of God being with us and giving us the strength. Let me see if I can explain it. Delilah zapped Samson's strength. But in the dungeon, as Samson looked to God and asked God to remember him. Oh, my God, listen. Well, Parrish, sometime in the midst of our trouble and our going through, we need to say, God, remember me. Hallelujah. When Samson asks God to remember him, his hair starts to grow back. And oh, I got it, God. As his hair grows back, so does his strength. Samson began to look at God. In the end, God gave him victory. Judges chapter 16, verse 30 says that the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in his life. Listen, more Parrish. God wants us to look to him and gain his assessment of our problems in life. Listen, when we trust in God, he gives power to the faint, and to those who have no might, he increases their strength. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, when I am weak, oh my God, then I am strong. What Paul is really saying, we know from 1 Corinthians 1 and 25, the weakness of God is stronger than men. That is, we become truly strong, Joanne Minor, only when we depend on God's power. We have to admit our weakness our weaknesses and God's power. God is possessed with and has power like none other. Mrs. Cher Harden of lovely Atlanta, Georgia. Oh, my God. Here's the proof from the scriptures. 1 Chronicles 29:12. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Job 26:12, he divided the sea with his power, and by his understanding he smited though the proud. Psalm 62:11. Oh, my God. God has spoken once, twice, and I've heard this, that power belongeth to God. Oh, my God. Not power doesn't belong to our weak, poor situation, but unto God. When we are weak, we must yield. Hear me now. We must yield to the power of God. That is what Jehoshaphat did. In his weakness, he yielded to God's power. Van Smith of Rome, Georgia, and Gail Edwards of Houston, Texas, please hear your pastor. God has the strength to see you through. The Lord is greater than any trial or problem that you or I may face. Psalm 28:7. The Lord, oh my God, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Frieda Flack of Ankeny, Maryland, I encourage you now to put a pen in Psalm 46:1 and commit it to your memory. Oh, my God, it'll work in a courtroom. Oh, my God, it'll work anywhere you are. You've got to say and say, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Hear me, Frieda Flack. No judge or lawyer can change the power vested in verse 46. God, we have to, listen, Word Parents, we have to read ourselves into the scripture. I've had to say many times, God is Ronald Jr.'s refuge and strength. God is a very present help in trouble. Listen, Word Parents, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that God is the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth? He does not faint, nor does he grow weary. Please hear your pastor this afternoon, C.C. Munson of Decatur, Georgia, Deborah Rivers of Toledo, Ohio, Tish White, Kennan of Waynesboro, Georgia, and Darrell and Wanda Walker of Snellville, Georgia. Please hear this afternoon. God has power, oh my God, hallelujah, hallelujah, to handle anything that we face. Listen, the hallelujah. God gives strength, hallelujah, to those who are weak. Hallelujah. Listen, to every member in the world perish. In fact, to Ms. Cheryl Harden, my lovely Atlanta, Georgia member, what is recorded in Isaiah 40:28-29 is important. Rock Anderson of Ellenwood, Georgia, Victor Whiting of Stone Mountain, Georgia, I serve notice that God oversees the earth and knows everything that is happening. Because God is everlasting, he has no beginning and no end. Kenita Baker of Union City, Georgia, Ramona Herbert of Brooklyn, New York, and Reverend Wallace Noble of New Rochelle, New York. No matter how weak you get, and no matter how, hallelujah, powerful the obstacle is that you're facing, you must remember that God has the power and is able to oversee and control all the events of human history. He never faints or becomes weary in overseeing the earth and his people. Please, please hear me. Because God is everlasting. He is always available to help those of us who truly trust and obey him. Oh, my God, he strengthens both the weary and the weak, according to Isaiah 40:29, who trust in him. Please hear me this afternoon. If we will depend on him instead of worrying and fretting over our problems and those that have come against us, God will renew our strength, oh my God, and give us the wings of faith that will lift our hearts above our problems and difficulties. Some of our problems may be huge, like the betrayal of a family member that you have trusted and you are trying to help. Oh, hallelujah. It may be from a family member that you're trying to help advance from the bottomless pit. The gigantic problem may be a lying employee at your company who's trying to destroy you and your business. Oh, my God. The gigantic problem may be a cheating spouse. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Or a wayward child. Whatever your gigantic problem may be, you cannot see these problems greater than God. Oh, my God, you've got to ask God to remember you and turn your situation around. Let me tell you what makes the difference between defeat and success in the midst of gigantic problems. It is how you see your problem in relation to God. Your vision of God in the midst of your problem is what makes the complete difference. If you see God greater than your problem, oh my God, God will give you the strength to go through the fiery furnaces of life, come out, not burn, not sin, not smelling like smoke. Well, parish members, it does not matter how gigantic the problem is you are facing today, and it does not matter how weak you may feel. Ask God to give you wings to soar above your problem. He is able and will give you what you need to soar way above your problems, whether those problems are great or small. Please do not overlook this vital point. God loves you because of his great love. God wants to take care of you, and that means that he wants to guide you and handle all of your problems. You are not alone in your struggle. God is right there with weak you. Oh, my God, right there in the midst of your struggle. Don't faint under your problem. Let me tell you why. You can put your faith in God because God gives power to the weak. Hallelujah. And problems, hallelujah, end. Oh, my God, I got it, God. And problems end where faith begins. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God.